सत्सेना सदा व्यस्त पुरतम सत्तम परम जीव। तो श्री वराज से हवा कुछ स्थिति से हिंदी कार्य के गुरु परंपरा there is a guru parampara, there are four Vaishnava sampradaya. One is called Brahma sampradaya, the other is called Rudra sampradaya, the other is called Sri sampradaya and Nirmala sampradaya. Kumara Sampradaya. So, Pundila, Sri Dharma Sampradaya, Brahma Jyotaku, and son also, Nara. He is Jyotaku, Jyotaku. And his Jyotaku is Madhyasa. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belongs to this Madhyasa Sampradaya. His teacher master was Isharpuri. And Isharpuri's teacher master was Madhavendrapuri. This Madhavendrapuri hadn't believed in the disciple succession of Madhyasa. Therefore, we, coming down from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are known as Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. So here, Srila Vyasadeva is offering his request to the Absolute Truth, Sattam Param. We sometimes find in our born and paper. Sattva-eva, that is nice. But there are relative truths and there is absolute. Here, bad thing is offering its obeisances to the absolute, which includes everyone. All relative truths are included within the Absolute Truth. And I'm born. Srila Swami comments on this point that Sri Vyasadeva is offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all emanations, the Master of the Dharma, the sentient original, and Sarah, could be independent. So, our independence is tempered by Maya. We want to be independent, but actually, we are not independent. We are dependent on the dictation of Maya. Ahamkara Gurumrama Satam Aham Sudhi Manate. We falsely think that we are individual, but we are not individual. We are completely under the clutches of Maya. Prakite Kriyamana Gunai Karmani. We are acting under the influence of the moves of nature, some of us are working under the influence of goodness, some of us are working under the influence of passion, and some of us are working under the influence of ignorance. But the Paramatma, the Supreme Lord, he is not under the influence of any most material nature. Therefore, he is express here. Bhavana Sena Vilasa Suhaam. He is completely independent and there is no influence of mind. There is no influence of Vilasa Suhaam. Yes, it is illusion. We are living under the influence of material nature. But we are thinking that we are independent. This is poha, illusion. This is karma. And so long we do not understand the defects of our materialistic way of life, that is called disease. Whatever we are doing, that is disease. We are not contacting, but we are being defeated by the exigency of the material energy, which is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vaishita Gunami Mama Maya Grape. So we are all under the influence of Maya illusion. Aham Mamiti Janaka Moho Ayam. Ayam. This he cannot have life. I am independent. Whatever I have created, that is mine. This is illusion. Janaka Moho Ayam. These are all texts in the Srimad Bhagavatam in different places. So, our author of the Srimad Bhagavatam bears this, he says, just aiming with objective to the absolute truth, sattampa, not to the relative truth. Here, everything is in relative truth. For the time. But it appears to be true. But actually it is not true. Siddhar Swami comments in this connection, Sattana Sarvap Sarvo Bhutendriya Devata Rupa Amrita Sattva Jat Sattvataya Mitha Sarvo Di Sattvat Pratiyate. Actually, there is no truth, but because there is truth in the absolute, and it is a reflection of his energy, therefore it appears like truth, but actually it is not true. Jasya sattvataya mitha sarvo di sattvat pratiyate. This is a mitha illusion. There is a default where one mind is. It is created at a starting point. It will exist for a starting day. And it will have some mind products, and then it will do, and then it has. And once this body is had, I am not going to get any default. It is not. Even if I get a human form of body next life, it is not exactly like this. Therefore, this body, although it appears to be true, it is not true. It is temporary. We don't say false. Mayavadi philosophers, they say it is false. But we say not false, but temporary. But our existence is eternal. That is true. Our nahanate annamane sarire na jayati nam yuti va kadati. Diga, describing the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, our objective should be how to reach the absolute truth. Because we are now in entanglement. In this relative truth, for the time being, we get a body for a few years, maybe for 10 years or for 100 years, or for menial service. That's why he gets it for himself from the Bhagavad Gita, that the duration of life is a higher class of Kandekar, or Sahasra Yuga Padjantam, or Bhakta Pramarodhu. We cannot calculate even one day duration of Brahma. It's so long. But it is also limited. There is death. Brahma is also dying. He is not immortal. But we are, as spirit soul, we are immortal. Na hanate hanamanasari. That is our position. Therefore we should aim to the Sattam Param, not to the relative. That is the discussion of Srimadu Bhagavatam. Sattam Param Jiva. Now the next class, that is described. Dharma Prodhita Poitava Atra Parama Nirmasaranam Sata Vedam Vastamam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tapatraya Anulanam. Srimadu Bhagavate Mahamunityate Tima Pare Ishara Sadhya Ridya Avaruddhate Sadhya Ridya Maruddhate Atra Kritihi Susususuhi Tathana. This Srimad Bhagavata is so nice that if one hears Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning and from realized soul, or anyway, if he hears from the very beginning, Nittam, not that Bhagavad Sapta, this is professor. There is no mention that Bhagavad should be studied or heard only for Sapta. We don't find anywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are big comments on the Srimad Bhagavatam, that guy Srimad Swami, Vijay Raghava Acharya, Vijay Bhaya, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Prabodhini, Vallabha Acharya. There are at least 8 very authoritative commentaries on the Srimad Bhagavatam. But we don't find anywhere that Bhagavat Saptaha should be. Or the, we don't find. I do not know how it came into existence with Bhagavad Sattaha in it. But actually, Srimad Bhagavata is so fast and great study that even one verse cannot be completed in 7 years. What to speak of studying the whole Bhagavad in 7 days? That is not possible. This verse, the first verse, Janmadasya-jataha, this is taken from the Vedanta Sutra. So the whole Vedanta philosophy is there in one verse. The Bhagavad should be heard from Grantha Bhagavad should be heard from the personal heart. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's days, when he was living in Jagannath Puri, many people used to go and recite before him many poetry and many other things. But it was to be part, first of all, by his secretary, Sarup Damodar. Unless Sarup Damodar hears from the person and he recommends, yes, this poetry can be heard, this commentary on Srimad Bhagavat can be heard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not hear. That was the system. So, one Brahmin, he wrote something about Srimad Bhagavatam. And he described Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, as made of wood. So, the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was further dissatisfied and he chastised him, that Brahmin. The Brahmin, of course, was very sober. He accepted the chastisement. Then there was compromise. And at that time, Sarva Damodara Goswami asked him that if you want to know Srimad Bhagavat, then you must study Srimad Bhagavat from the personal Bhagavat. Bhagavat Parodhya, Bhagavat Thane. Bhagavat, there are two Bhagavat. Bhagavat, one Bhagavat is the Srimad Bhagavatam book. Another Bhagavat is the pure devotee. Pure devotee of Lord. He is personal Bhagavat. And this is Grantha Bhagavat. So, Sarva Damodara recommended that if you want to study Bhagavad, then you must study probably realize pure devotee. Pure devotee means Anna Lilasita Sutram Jnana Karma Manabhritam Anukul Jena Krishna Nusudanam Bhakti Sama. That is pure devotee. By reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, one should not expect some remuneration for his livelihood. That is not Bhagavatam. One who preaches Srimad Bhagavatam for the satisfaction of the Lord, he is pure. The other word, one should not make a professional business of Bhagavat reciting. That is not allowed. No acharya is allowed. That is not the practice. Therefore, here it is said, dharma prodhita paritava artha. Paritava means sadhana, sitting. Any kind of religion, pseudo religion, pretentiously, prodhita. Prodhita, Siddhar Swami says, pratishtarupena uchi. Completely reject anything. Now what is this dharma? People generally, they are interested in four principles of spiritual advance. Actually, that is not spiritual advice. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Chaturbhartha. They are called Chaturbhartha. So, when it is said, dharma, prodhita, paritava, artha, Siddhartha comments on this point. Atra, mokhalisandhi, pajyantam, virastam. Those who are desiring after moksha, nidhet jnanusandha, to become one with the Supreme. That is called moksha. That is generally understood. Moksha liberation means to become free from this material contamination and become one with the Supreme. That is the objective of the Jnani Sampradaya. Jnani Sampradaya, Jnani Sampradaya, without becoming Jnani, nobody can understand what is spiritual life. That is a fact. But generally, we mean, Jnani means persons who are trying to merge into the existence of Brahman heart. Jnani Sampradaya. Sometimes they are called Vedanta. Vedanta Sampradaya. But Here it is said, dharma prodhi, dharma to kama moksha, that moksha to merge into the existence of the Supreme, that is also rejected. Those who are after merging into the existence of the Supreme, they are not proper candidates for studying Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. If Kaitava has been explained by Śrīla Śrāmī as the mukha-vāṅkā pratyantam vinattam, simply devotional service. Just like Caitanya Mahāprabhu recommends, nadhanāna janāna sandhani kavitāna matadadīśatāna Mama Janmani Janmani Sari. Bhavatar Bhakti Lahui Kuti Sai. Now, Dhanam Janam. Sundari Kavita. These are the aspirations of the Karmis. Karmis, they want riches, opulence, material opulence. Dhanam Janam. Good family, good following, good factory, good office, many followers, good riches, at home, nice wife, nice children. These are the aspirations of the Karmis. Karmis want to be happy within this material world. Shirai Sarita Rupesha. They want beauty, they want money, they want material happiness. Therefore, Caitanya Mahaprabhu says that na dharam na janam na sundarim kavitam bhajyadi sattam. I do not want. A pure devotee will not aspire after this material opulence, because they are the subject matter for the Karmis. And Caitanya Mahaprabhu again says, Mama Janmani Janmani Nishare Bhagata Bhakti Bhakti Bhakti. Janmani Janmani means repetition of birth. The Jnanis, they do not want repetition of birth. They want to finish this repetition of birth and merge into the Ifal, Brahma Ifal. That is Jnani. Jnani is object. But Caitanya Mahaprabhu refuses. Janmani Janmani means that he does not say that stops my repetition of Bhartan. That is not the aspiration. So the devotee is not aspiring like the Karmi or like the Jnani. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Panna Vilasita Sunnam Jnana Karmadana Abhidam. There should be no tinge of Jnani philosophy. There should not be any tinge of Karmi philosophy. That is not pure devotion. That is called Vidya, not Shuddha. Shuddha Bhakti. Unadulterated devotion means unnavilasita sunyam. There should be no aspiration except to serve Krishna. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti bhavati. This is pure. Therefore, here in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, it is said, dharma kurjita kurito. Saranādhāna, which is not pure devotion, that is completely thrown out in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. By reading Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, by hearing Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, if one accepts after material opulence, or if one accepts after spiritual emancipation, to merge into the existence of Brahma-Bhāgavatam, that is not pure devotion. That is rejected. Dharma food, dharma to kam moksha is rejected. Dharma pojita atra poitava parama nirmatranam. This subject matter is for the parama nirmat. Nirmatra means, Tilakhani says, matkarata para utkarsam pasanam. If one is making right material, he can advance. That is our business. This is the material God. If my brother is material of men, I am not very much satisfied. I am envious. Oh, my brother has expanded his business so much, thankful now. He has accumulated so many clothes of me, thankful now. So, this is material existence in the Moskala path. Here, it is said, Nirvaskaranam. Nirvaskaranam means those who are not in here. That means they are in the transcendental position, in the Vaikuntha position. In the Vaikuntha world, there is also competition. Everyone is trying to serve Krishna more. So there is competition. But there is no moksha-rata. There is no enviousness. If I see somebody worshipping Krishna, serving Krishna more than me, then I shall think, oh, he is so nice that he is serving Krishna more than me. Not, it is not moksha-rata. It is appreciation. It is not moksha-rata. So in the Vaikuntha world, there is appreciation. And in the material world, there is enjoyment. The same thing, when chance into Vaikuntha quality, it becomes a different. It is not moksha-rata. That is appreciation. He is so nice. Just like Radhara. Radhara, nobody can be topmost devotee. Krishna, anaya radhate. Radhara means who is worshipping Krishna. The most topmost devotee. Among the gopis are serving Krishna. There is no comparison. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmyakati Upasana, Brajavadhu Bharata Vija Kalita. Brajavadhu, these dancers, these power gods, as they worship Krishna, there is no comparison. There is no devotee of Krishna as a gopi. Gopim bhāvara-sāṁ nitābhila-harī kallola-madhu-nausatā. The Gosāyas, they are simply saving the gopis. Oh, how they are saving Krishna. That was that. Gopim bhāvara-sāṁ nitābhila-harī kallola-madhu-nausatā. It is stated in the Śrīmad-bhāgavata appreciation of the Goswami's activities. Tatya turulam mateta mandala bhavishane sada stutsa bhutya dina nane sako karunaya kopi na kamthasito gopi bhavarata amrita bhilahari kallo magno sada bandi nipasanatana nalugilo sri ji bhavupa. These Goswami Bande Rupa Sanatana Rajigo. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Vasta. Rajigo. Two Rajigos. Bande Rupa Sanatana Rajigo, Sri Jiva Gopala. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhakta Goswami. These six Goswami were direct disciples of Lord Jacob. So they left their home. Tatya Surna Maseta Mandala Patisha. Vishnu Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were big ministers of the God. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of his father and uncle, the biggest Zamindar, landlord of that time. So they left everything. Tatta Purnam Asesam Mandalapati. Because they are so weak and aristocratic, their associates were Mandalapati, big men. Mandalapati means big influence on men who can control many persons. So they gave up the association. How truthful? It is very insignificant. What is the use of this association? Then what did he get? Tatra Purna Masesha Mandala Patisane Sada Purushana Bhutva Dina Manesha Koparamaya Kopi Na Kamthasu. They accepted Kopi Na Kamthasu, loin cloth. Very minimal demands of the body. To become sannyasi and sadhu means to minimize the material demands. So they minimize, according to Satna Stam. They minimize. Kovina Kanthas, kyam kvai? Na. Vina Kanai Sato Karunaya. The general mass of people, they are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness and to educate them, to enlighten Karunaya out of compassion. Not that Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, Raghunatha, they took these grapes and mendicants for fulfilling the day. No. They have minimized. That should be the profit. Minimize the material demand. Purna. Tatra Purna Matesa Mandala Patisane Sada Tutsava. Bhutta Dhinanayasakam Karunaya Koti Matam Thasi. Accepted. Very humble life. Then, there is another problem. If a very rich man, all of a sudden, takes to this life of sannyas or mendicant, it is very difficult for him to live. He has practically seen it. You know, in Calcutta, there was Mr. C.R. Gandhi's disciple, next to Gandhi. So he was earning at that time 50,000 rupees. It was a lawyer. The Gandhi's non-cooperation movement, there was boycott of British coal. So C.R. Das said to Gandhi, that I earn 50,000 rupees, you take this money, why you are asking me to stop practicing in the court? Gandhi said, no, I want you, not your money. So the Congress resolution was there, so he gave up his cash. He gave up his cash, but because you are spending 50,000 rupees per month, and he had no money, he could not live for 1 year. He died, really. That we have seen in our boyhood history. So, from materialistic point of view, if one all of a sudden comes down to the lowest position, it is very difficult for unless it is very spiritually sound. So, there is no need of abruptly change. There is no energy in fact. But these Goswamis, they were so advanced. Not only advanced, they had another engagement. They left their ministership, that's all right, took the position of a mendicant. But how they live? Very nicely. That is the Gopi Bhava Rathamata Dilahari Kalloda Madanosana. Because they are always merged into the ocean of transcendental bliss, which was enjoyed by the gopis. They are always thinking of the gopis here with Krishna. How the gopis were thinking at home when Krishna was out for taking care of the cows. And the gopis at home, they are thinking, oh, Krishna, food, so fat, and he is walking on the stone, and how much he is feeling pain. In this way, they are thinking and crying at home. This is Krishna part. They were ordinary cowherd girls, not educated, not born of Brahmin family, not student of Vedanta, nothing artificial. But they were absorbed in thought of Krishna. That is Gopi Bhava. I was thinking of Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was sannyasi, he was strictly following the rules and regulations of his sannyas. Even devotees, women could not come before him very near. They would offer their respect from a distant place. He was so strict, but he is appreciating. Ramma Kati Dupasana, Vrajavadhu Margavi Jatati. This is the test that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciating some women's activities in relationship to Krishna. So, they were not ordinary women. They were expansion of Krishna's pleasure potential. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitahi tabhi jat eva goloka eva nusati akila atma. They are Krishna's expansion. Radharani is Krishna's expansion. Pleasure potential. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrititi Allahadini Shakti. Krishna is Parabrahma. And we, in this material world, in our to test Brahma Sukha. Ittham Brahma Sukhana Bhutya. Brahma Sukha. We give up all material pleasures. Great friendly person. Sannyasis. They give up all material pleasures in order to have a little taste of Brahma Sukha. And Krishna is Parabrahma. He is Brahma himself, Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma. Do you think that Parabrahma is enjoying some material happiness by mixing with ordinary girls? Do you think like that? For understanding Brahma, partial effulgence of Krishna, these materialistic persons are giving us all material pleasures, and the Supreme Parabrahma, does he enjoy any material pleasures? No. We need that. Therefore, without understanding Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning, if we jump over all of a sudden to the Rasa-lila or the Krishna's dealings with the gopis, we will misunderstand. I refer this very fact before you because in any in various cases we have been asked by big philosophers, scientists, that why Krishna had his lila with gopis. They think it otherwise. And actually, that is the fact. If you don't understand Krishna, if you don't understand what is gopi and what is Radhana, and if you all of a sudden jump over Krishna's lila with gopi, surely you will be something. So that is not recommended. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarupa Damodara, say, that if you want to study Bhagavad, you must go to a living house, not to the professor Bhagavad. Oh, then you will not understand. Then you go on reading Bhagavad and hearing Bhagavad for not only 7 days but 7 million of years, if you will not be able to understand Krishna. And Bhagavad has devoted 9 cantos. We are reading just on the first chapter of the first canto. He has devoted 9 cantos just to make you understand what is Krishna. That is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Manasanam Sahasretu, Tvachi Jatati Siddhaye, Jatatamati Siddhyana, Tvachi Jitimam Tattata. To understand Krishna as absolute truth, it is not very easy task. You have to understand it through scientific knowledge given by the realized soul, not jumping over or Bhagavad Gita. No, that is not recommended. Oh. Bhagavad recommends Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Why for 7 years? Nittam. You find here in the Srimad Bhagavata, Srinadana Sakatha Krishna Purna Savana Kirtana Riddhantasa Avadjani Vidhunati Suhit Sama. Natsa Prayasu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Yuttama Choke Bhakti Bhavati Nashti. These are recommendations of Srimad Bhagavata. Sinnatan Sapata Krishna. You are hearing Sri Krishna's words about Krishna, or from Krishna. There are two kinds of Krishna's words. One is Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna directly, and another is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is spoken of Krishna, about Krishna. So there are two Krishna's of God. So, Bhagavad says, Sinnathan Sapata Krishna. When we are anxious to hear about Krishna, Sapata, not other Sapata. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Not that Samanam Kirtanam for any other. No, Vishnu. Here also Srimad Bhagavad says, Sinnathan Sapata Krishna. When Krishna is within you, when he sees that you are very serious to know about him, Sapata Krishna. Because if you simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Purna Savana Kirtana, you acquire immediately the result of past activity simply by hearing. And if you stick to that hearing, then Krishna understands that now you are serious about hearing about. Then he helps. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Purna Savana Kirtana Riddhantasya Krishna Riddhantasya Vidhunati Avadrani. All dirty things he'll clean. He'll help it clean. In this way, as we become enhanced, our heart becomes clean, then we understand Krishna. Otherwise, we misunderstand Krishna. That is our misfortune. Sinnatana Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddhantasta Avadrani Vidhunati Suhit Sata. Krishna is friend. Sridhan Karuhitana. But he is special friend for the Satan, those who are devotees. Sweet Satan, he is friend of everyone, but he is special friend for the devotees. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Panna Savana Kirtana Riddhantasya Avadrani Vidhunati Sweet Satan. In this way, if we stick to the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, proper, then gradually the dirty things in our heart will be cleaned. So, when it is almost clean, not completely clean, not the price of abhadrishu, not the price of abhadrami, these three material modes of me, sattva-guna, rajo-guna and tamo-guna, they are all abhadra, because they are material. So we have to clean ourselves from this material contamination. That is called nastha prayasu avadrishu. So nastha prayasu means that when we are clean from the modes of ignorance and the modes of taka, when these two things are clean, it is called nastha prayasu avadrishu. But the modes of goodness, that is also avadrishu. You have to conquer the modes of goodness. Just like people, they are nice people, bad people, they are attacked to do some welfare activities in this world. But according to spiritual advancement of life, that goodness is also about us. You have to become pure, simply inclined to serve Krishna. Andhavilasitakunam, jnana-karmadana-apritam, Ayatullina Krishna Siddhartha. Anupur. Simply how Krishna will be satisfied. That means that the gopis were not sacrificed, were not performing big, big sacrifice. Or any philanthropic work, opening his schools or hospitals and things like that. They were simply after Krishna. That is that for them. That is called Sundar Bhakta. Sattam Visuddham Vasudhiva. Above goodness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Ramma Kati Upasana Vrijava Durbhaga Vijatana. There is no better worship than what was conceived by the gopis. Like they are not ordinary material things. That we should not misunderstand. The gopis' activities with Krishna as ordinary beings of young boys and girls. They are different things. Chinama, ananda chinamaya rasa. That is ananda chinamaya rasa. Not jarama, not this gross material rasa. The sex life is gross material rasa. But the beings of gopis and Krishna, they are not ordinary material love. They are chinmaya, ananda chinmaya rasa, pratibhavi tari, tari deva nidya rupa payari. The gopis are expansion of Krishna's teacher, Krishna's alladini potential, pleasure potential, expansion. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, that this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for Paramam Nirmal Saranam Satam. Pure devotees who are above all angels. Paramam Nirmal Saranam Satam. Vastava Vastu Veda Matra. If you want to understand real reality, not false reality, shadow reality, then you will understand in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vastava-vastu-vedam. Vastava-vastum. Vastava means vastu from vastu vastu. So vastava means Krishna's energy. So Krishna's energy is made of potency. Vastava-vastu-vedam. And Srimadam. That is Shivadam. Ask it. Everything ask it. If you try to understand some of the Bhagavatam from the proper source, then it is Shivadam, Mangalam, auspicious. And there is a Tapatraya Unmulam. Tapatraya, in this material world, we are suffering three-fourths of miserable condition of life. Adhati, Adhibhoti, Anaribhoti. That will be Purvuna. Apurvati. Tapatraya Purvuna. Then, Srimana Bhagavate, Mahamuni Kripa. This Srimana Bhagavata is not an ordinary book. Just like we write books. Some pictures, some novels, some drama. And there are thousands and thousands of writings like that. Srimana Bhagavatam is not like that. Srimana Bhagavatam, Mahamuni Kripa. It is written by the Mahamuni Vyasa after his mature experience. After reading all the Vedas, all the Vedic literatures, Puranas, even Vedanta Sutra, he was not happy. Then, under the instruction of Narada, he took up writing. Srimada Bhagavatam, simply describing the glories of the Lord. Therefore, it is said, this Srimada Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. It is written by Vyasadev in his liberated condition. Mahamuni Kripa. King Mahapari. Then what is the use of reading other Vedic literature? This is the essence of Vedic literature that will be expressed. Nigama Kalpatana Vritam Paramenam. Nigama means Veda. The tree, you get a tree to get the fruit. So it is said that it is Nigama Kalpatana Vritam Paramenam. Ripen fruit. That will be expressed. Greatest contribution of Vyasadev, it is meant for the persons who are Parama Hamsa, Parama Nirmasa, and if you want to learn real reality, so you will get it from Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are trying to serve you to our best capacity. Please cooperate with us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.